Chapter 11. Extraordinary would never turn sour. Another time he was telling of an old signpost 98B that belonged to his father, with nails and timber enough on it to build 16 large men of war. Talking one day of Chinese wagons, which were made so light as to sail over mountains, Z-NDS, said Peter Comma, where's the wonder of that? By G-, I saw a large house of lime and stone travel over sea and land, granting that it stopped sometimes, to bait, above 2,000 German leagues. 98C, and that which was the good of it, he would swear desperately all the while, that he never told a lie in his life, and at every word. Why, G, gentlemen, I tell you nothing but the truth, and the D-L broil them eternally that will not believe me. In short, Peter grew so scandalous, that all the neighborhood began in plain words, to say he was no better than a knave, and his two brothers, long weary of his ill usage, resolved at last to leave him, but first they humbly desired a copy of their father's will, which had now lain by neglected time out of mind. Instead of granting this request, he called them rogues, traitors, and the rest of the vile names he could muster up. However, while he was abroad one day upon his projects, the two youngsters watched their opportunity, made a shift to come at the will, and took a copy of Era 99A, by which they presently saw how grossly they had been abused, their father having left them equal heirs, and strictly commanded that whatever they got should lie in common among them all. Pursuant to which, their next enterprise was to break open the cellar door, and get a little good drink to spirit, and comfort their hearts. 99B, in copying the will, they had met another precept against whoring, divorce, and separate maintenance, upon which, their next work was to discard their concubines, and send for their wives. 99C, whilst all this was in agitation, there enters a solicitor from Newgate, desiring Lord Peter would please to procure a pardon for a thief that was to be hanged tomorrow. But the two brothers told him he was a coxcomb, to seek pardons from a fellow who deserved to be hanged much better than his client, and discovered all the method of that imposture in the same form I delivered it a while ago, advising the solicitor to put his friend upon obtaining a pardon from the king. In the midst of all this platter and revolution, in comes Peter with a file of dragoons at his heels, and gathering from all hands what was in the wind, he and his gang, after several millions of scurrilities and curses not very important here to repeat, by main force very fairly kicks them both out of doors, and would never let them come under his roof from that day to this. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.